Welcome to the Book Nook on WYSO. Today it's my pleasure to welcome to the program Alexandra Monier. She joins us by telephone from somewhere in Southern California. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Alexandra, you have a new book out. It's called
Suspicion. Yes.
Now, I haven't read your previous books. I understand that you've written some other books that were connected, but this one is completely different.
That's right. My first two books for Random House were called Timeless and Timekeeper. So they were basically a duology. And those books were also young adults, but they were time travel romance novels. And so those were super fun to write. And that first book, Timeless, is really what gave me my career. And then with Suspicion, I wanted to kind of branch out and do something different. And I've always been really just such a huge fan of mystery novels. So I wanted to give myself that challenge with this third book.
I understand that some of your inspiration came from Rebecca.
Yes, definitely. That was, I mean, it still is one of my most favorite books in the world, and it just left such an impression on me. And the idea of getting to update that story, that premise for a modern, younger audience was something that I just kept thinking about and how much fun it would be to do that. And my book is very, the storyline in mine is very different, so I wouldn't really call it a retelling, but it's very much inspired by Rebecca, and I think hopefully shares that same kind of mood and themes.
Well, it's certainly a modern story, because I don't think in Rebecca they were using Facebook or Skype or flash drives.
No. Yeah, I feel like they barely used the phone in Rebecca, so...
And yet this modernness of your story must be so appealing to your audience.
Hopefully, yeah. I think it definitely makes the story more relatable, for sure. And I think it makes the characters more relatable, too, to have them, you know, kind of doing things and speaking in the ways that teenagers do today.
You mentioned the storyline being different from Rebecca. And I'm sure our listeners were saying, okay, so what is the storyline, without giving away too much?
Yes, of course, without giving away any spoilers. So Suspicion is about a 17-year-old girl named Imogen Rockford, and she is the granddaughter of the 5th Duke of Wickersham in England. And even though she comes from these noble roots across the pond, when we meet her in the first act of the book, we actually find her hiding out in New York, where she's been for the past 7 years since this horrific family tragedy happened. But just before her high school graduation, she receives a letter, and the news in the letter gives her no choice but to return back to this place from her childhood, Rockford Manor in England. And once she's back there, she's kind of confronted with the faces and the places that have haunted her childhood, and she finds herself at the center of the mystery surrounding the deaths within her family. And also at the center of the mystery is Sebastian, the childhood crush who is now grown up and who she could never forget.
And we also have some elements of the paranormal, don't we?
We do, yes. I'm actually a big fan of everything supernatural. That was one of the reasons why my first books were so much fun to write, Timeless, because time travel was something I'd always been so fascinated by. And then with Suspicion, there's a very, very different kind of magic in there. But it's funny, because when I started writing the book, initially I was thinking it would just be a straight mystery with no elements of the paranormal. But as I started writing it, they just happened. Like, it just happened organically, and it felt like it was meant to be. So I went with it.
In case you've just tuned in, Alexandra Monier has joined us. Her novel is Suspicion, and I love this cover.
Thank you. It's my favorite cover I've ever had.
It pictures a maze, and the maze is very much a part of this story. And for those of you who enjoy the program Downton Abbey, or even going back many years, Upstairs, Downstairs, there's a lot of that wonderful gentility in this story, isn't there?
Yes, thank you. That was another one of my inspirations. I totally, like most of the world, I became really obsessed with Downton Abbey. And similar to Rebecca, because Rebecca deals with, you know, the kind of intermingling of the, you know, the masters of the house, and if you will, and the downstairs staff. And so similar to that in Downton Abbey, I just found myself really intrigued by kind of that dynamic. And so that was something I really wanted to portray in Suspicion as well.
And you have a lot of fun with the staff, don't you? I'm not going to give anything away, but you have some twists at the end that just
That's
really...
That's my favorite part. Yes.
Oh, that was great to get that twist. I was not expecting that one.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
I understand. I did a little research online. I kept reading in your book where they were Googling for information. I thought, well, I better Google Alexandra. And I thought, well, maybe I can find a video because I know that you've done some recording. You've done a lot of music. And I thought, well, I'm going to try to find a recording. So I put your name into Google, into YouTube, and I came up with all these videos. You're very popular in Germany, aren't you?
Thank you. It's so funny. I think I am.
I couldn't believe
I remember...
it.
What?
I couldn't believe all the videos of these reviews, people on YouTube talking about your book in German.
Thank you. It's so funny. I know. I remember when, I think it was about a year and a half ago. I didn't know what to expect with Germany because it's not like, you know, the foreign territories, it's not the kind of thing where I can go over there and promote it. I mean, I could if I got, you know, if the publisher invited me and all that. But in general, it's harder to promote to an audience when you don't speak the same language. So I had no idea what to expect. But then I remember hearing, you know, from my agent, from people that like, wow, this is doing really well in Germany. and then I think a few people pointed me to the YouTube videos, and I just thought that was so cool to hear them talking about my book in another language.
Well, of course, I couldn't understand them either, but I'm guessing...
I know. Who knows if they were saying good things or not, but either way, it's cool.
Well, knowing Germany a little bit, I bet you could go over there on book tour and they'd all understand you because they all seem to speak English.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I'm sure they would.
I understand that for you, music came before the books. Can you explain?
It did. It did. And I always tell people when they ask how I got published or how I got an agent, I say it's just the strangest, most roundabout way. But I was a recording artist first. And so that's actually how I got agency representation, not as a writer, but as a recording artist and performer. And so when I came up with the idea for my first book, Timeless, it was just amazing because I asked my point agent in LA, hey, is there a book agent that you can connect me with here? And there was, and she happened to really like my idea. And so it was in a roundabout way, it was through my music that I had this agent, and the agent sent my proposal, book proposal, to Random House, kind of like just to get feedback, because I think everyone thought like, oh, she's a singer, you know, who knows if this will actually, if anyone will actually give her a book deal. But then to all of our astonishment, Random House offered a 2-book deal, and they really liked the idea. So definitely unusual, but I always say whenever people are say something like, oh, you know, you got it so easy or things like that, I always say, well, I have been paying my dues for a long time in the music industry. There were so many big things that almost happened. And then in very Hollywood fashion, you know, something would go awry. So it was kind of nice to have, with the books, to have the universe just sort of say, here you go, this is meant to be.
And you've embraced the duality of your musical career and your writing career by recording music that's directly related to the books, I understand.
Yes, yes. So for the Timeless books, I wrote music into the story because my characters were songwriters, and that was part of how they fell in love. The girl from the modern time was a lyricist and poet, and the boy from the past, who she meets when she goes back in time, he was a composer, so they kind of were two halves of a whole. And so that was really integral to the story, and then I ended up recording the songs and putting them out on iTunes. And then with Suspicion, there wasn't the same music component to the storyline, but I happened to find the song while I was writing the book, Autumn Leaves. It's a total classic, and it spoke so much to the story I was writing and to the characters that I just had to record it. And so my producer and I did a really modern spin on the song. So in a way, it's kind of a metaphor for what I did with the book, because taking kind of a older classic premise and updating it, that's what we did with the song also.
Well, I realize the book just came out. Is Autumn Leaves out yet as far as a release that someone could listen to?
Yes, actually, it was revealed on USA Today's book blog, Happy Ever After, on December 5th, and now anyone can find it on YouTube.
And this music thing, it didn't just start with you. In my research, I got very distracted because I found these YouTube bits. Apparently, your grandmother was quite a singer.
Yes, I love that you found her. My grandmother, Monir Vakili, she was the foremost opera singer in Iran, and I actually took her first name is my middle name, but I made that my pen name and my stage name because it's so important to me to carry on her legacy. And yes, everything started from her musically. And then my mom is a recording artist as well, and my brother, so it's very much in the family blood,
I guess. Whoa. Alexandra Monir joins us. Her novel is Suspicion. Let's talk more about the story without giving away too much.
Sounds good.
You have flashbacks, in a way, back and forth over a seven-year period. And
yes.
As readers, we can see the story developing. A lot of it we really can't talk about. But the elements of suspense and mystery and thriller, they are all there. And there's murder, too.
Yes.
So tell us what you can.
Well, I know it's so hard with a mystery because you don't want to give away too much. But yeah, I mean, it's very much a layered family mystery. So things that happen at the very beginning of the book in a flashback, when Imogen is much younger, they are really integral to what's happening in the present of the story. And so, yeah, I would say that the storyline, the mystery plot, it combines, you know, murder mystery with a little dash of the paranormal. But there's also, it all comes down to sort of human relationships and human emotions that, and very flawed characters that kind of cause this whole sort of storm into being.
And there are also some elements of romance, and I know that this is extremely popular, and you're very subtle about it, but it's there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a fun challenge for me to, with this book, to make the mystery more of the forefront, whereas in my timeless books, it was very romance-heavy. And with this book, it was more plot-driven, but I loved writing the romance in this one. There have been some people that have said, you know, who falls in love with someone at age 10? And it's so funny because I was that little girl. Like, I would get these intense crushes on, you know, whether it was a boy in my class or that actor Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who everyone loved back in the day, JTT. And I would, like, really just, like, fall in love, or as much as you could at 10 years old. And so just the idea of something like that, having those kind of emotions when you're really young and then seeing the person again 7 years later when you're, you know, in your older teens. And to me, that was just so much fun to write, and it felt very powerful and meaningful. So that was definitely a special kind of romance to write about.
Alexandra Monir joins us. Her new novel is Suspicion. And who are your readers?
My readers are, well, it's interesting because the book is shelved in the teen sections of the bookstores, but I will say that a lot of my readers, and this goes back to Timeless, a lot of them are people in their 20s like me, older moms and daughters. I would say that, you know, from ages 10 and up, the characters are young, so that's why it's great for high school age kids and teenagers to read. But at the same time, you know, I've found that grown-ups as well really enjoy the storyline. So I would say everyone, if you like a good story and you like to relive first love, I think it's for you.
Well, I'm a guy and I liked it.
Oh, that's a great endorsement.
Yeah, you know, guys are, well, for one thing, we don't read books, supposedly, but I think that
you do.
I think there's guys out there that would dig this story.
Thank you. Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, the men in my life, like my brother, and I mean, a lot of them, this was their favorite of my books. And I think that's because of, you know, the whole mystery plot.
I love the little asides that we get in the education, because here in this country, we really don't know about polo. So you give us a little education about it.
Thank you. That was really fun to write, too. I think polo is such a fun and sort of glamorous sport. So it was definitely, it was so much fun to research that and all the different traditions involved in polo. And so, yeah, I mean, I would love it if it became more of a thing here in the States.
Well, I get the sense that the research that you just mentioned wasn't really that difficult. It was more like fun, because didn't you go over to England and didn't you study some beautiful estate that you're kind of basing this estate on?
Absolutely. It was so much fun. And I love research. That's one of my favorite things about writing a book, is getting to do the research. And yes, my mom and I, we went together to England while I was writing the first draft. And that was just really magical. And the estate that I based Rockford Manor on is Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire. And that is the most astounding, like, just out-of-this-world estate. You can spend the whole day there and still not see everything. And they have a maze in there, too, although it's not as treacherous as mine. And so, yeah, I would say that the research was, it was all fun. You know, I was studying a lot, but it was so interesting that it just, you know, it was as fun as the writing part.
I love the way you keep Imogen in the dark, and she's in New York City, and she's living kind of a normal life considering what's happened in her past. But she's got these people protecting her, and I thought that was a pretty clever device on your part.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was fun. I think it was really fun to kind of get to see Rockford Manor in the beginning of the story, and then later, you know, to have that separation and then have her go back, it just felt that much heavier to me.
And what is an elemental? Is this something you made up, or is this a real thing?
You know, I made up the idea of elemental magic, the idea that you can control the elements yourself, but since I wrote the book, I've seen other things. I think the idea of the four elements is something that, you know, everyone's kind of interested in. And so I think writers have all sort of played with the magic around the elements in a different way. But I think so far I haven't seen anyone use it quite the way that I do. So that was a lot of fun to write too, because I love things like X-Men, and I love the idea of powers. So while that wasn't the focus of this novel, it was really fun to have it in there.
Well, it's very unexpected. The first time we have any glimpse that there might be something strange and fantastic and paranormal happening, when it happens the way you portray it and the reactions, it's, as a reader, you go, what? Wait a minute. You have to go back and reread it and say, no, that really did happen.
That's so funny. Yeah, I've gotten that reaction from a few people. They were like, whoa, we didn't expect that.
Because you're going along, and it doesn't seem like that kind of a story, but you just get to put those in there, don't you? That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I loved writing. I think that was one of my favorite scenes to write, was that whole flashback part in the first chapter.
And speaking of flashbacks, the flash drive is pretty cool, too.
Thank you. That was a fun. Yeah, honestly, like this book was just so much fun to write, because I loved getting to kind of create this whole puzzle and then disassemble it and then figure out, okay, what are my clues going to be? And with the flash drive, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but there is a little clue about that at the beginning when Imogen comments on her like rectangular pendant hanging from her neck. So it's kind of like there are definitely things where after you know the twist, and then if you were to like go back and read, you would see all these different clues in there. So that was really, really fun to put in as a writer.
Alexandra Monier joins us. Her new novel is Suspicion. So what's the process like for you? How do you get an idea, and then what do you do with it?
It's interesting. I usually have a bunch of ideas at one time that I'm playing with or thinking about, and really the person who sort of narrows it down, or the people who narrow it down for me, I should say, are my editor and publisher. For everything that I put out, I've probably like pitched them, you know, four other things, and then this was the one that they liked. So for Suspicion, for example, after I finished Timekeeper, when it was time for me to come up with the third book, I think there were two other ideas I pitched them before Suspicion, and Suspicion was the one they really liked. And then I'm writing my fourth book for them now, which is another mystery, but very different. And again, you know, this past year, every few months, I would sort of pitch them an idea, and they'd be like, you're almost there, not quite sure. Hmm. And then with The Girl in the Picture, which is, you know, my fourth book that I'm writing now, that was the one where they said, okay, this is it. So that's really nice to sort of have this sounding board and to have these kind of experts, if you will, tell me, okay, this is the one we want you to do. And sort of it allows me to kind of curate all my ideas.
They're really mentoring you, aren't they?
They completely are mentoring me. I'm super grateful for it. My
is this
editor,
Beverly Horowitz. Is this Beverly
yes,
Horowitz
Beverly
doing this?
Yes, Beverly Horowitz. She is like one of the most amazing women in publishing. She's one of the most amazing people in publishing, period. So the fact that I'm sort of under her wing and that she's been publishing my books is just amazing. I mean, I remember reading books that she edited and published back when I was younger and little, and so it's just amazing to have her publishing me. And then my editor, Krista Vitola, she's become like a good friend too, in addition to an editor. So it's definitely the kind of dream team.
Let me see if I understand this. You come up with these ideas, these pitches, and you send them to these people, and they go over them. And then when they decide there's one that they think is worth pursuing, that's when you actually write the story?
Yes. Usually what I'll do is I'll send them a pitch that's a few pages at least, so they get a sense of the characters and the story. And then once they say, okay, you know, we like this idea, that's when I'll do it. With Suspicion, that was a much more involved pitch. That was, I think, like 22 pages or something like that. So I have found that, you know, the better developed they are, the more likely it is that they'll really like it, usually.
Then what's the most exciting moment? Is it when they accept the pitch? Is it when you finish the book? Is it when the book comes out? When is the most exciting moment for you?
That's a good question. I feel like there are exciting moments in different stages. It's the biggest thrill ever when they say, okay, we're going to, you know, we want to buy another book from you. We're going to sign you up for another contract. So when I got my first book deal for Timeless and Timekeeper, that was a two-book deal. And then Suspicion was another two-book deal a couple of years ago. And hopefully I'll have another one soon. So that moment where you find out, okay, they want to buy another project from you, that's such a thrill, and that's just an amazing kind of pinch me moment. And then once you've been writing for months and pulling all-nighters to actually have it be done, and the moment when my editor says, okay, it's good to go, we're going to send this into copy editing, that's another really exciting moment. But then, as far as the book coming out, I would say seeing it on the shelf in Barnes & Noble, there's just no feeling quite like that. So actually today I'm going to be going to sign some stock of my book at a local BNN here in L.A., and I'm just so excited to get to see it on the shelf.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When you're working on the book. Is that with a deadline? You have a hard deadline?
Yes, there's always deadlines. My editor is so awesome in that she's always so understanding whenever I need more time, because it's hard with anything creative to stick to a firm deadline, because you just never know when a new inspiration is going to strike, or you're going to come up with a solution to something problematic in the story. So she's always been really understanding when I've needed more time. But at the same time, you do have to kind of stick to these deadlines somewhat. Otherwise, your book won't come out when you want it to. It'll get delayed. So it's a balancing act, because you don't want to rush, but you kind of have to stick to a schedule to get it out in time.
I am very fond of deadlines, because I've found if there's no deadline, you don't get it finished.
That's true. I agree with you on that. I think deadlines are super crucial. And I think, I think with all of my books, if I hadn't had deadlines, I could still be working on them right now, because you never feel like you're done. I think it's kind of the only way to be productive.
Are you a compulsive re-editor?
Yes, I'm a total compulsive re-editor, and even after it's already been accepted into copy editing and the proofs are in, I'll still occasionally find things and email them to my editor, last minute, and say, can we just change this right here? Uh-huh. I mean, small stuff, nothing huge, but yes, I'm definitely compulsive about that.
You must be a Virgo. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm actually a Gemini.
Okay. My guest is Alexandra Monier. Her new novel is Suspicion. It just came out, and she joins us in the Book Nook today. You are working on another book, and I'm always a little hesitant. I have reluctance. I've learned in the past sometimes writers don't like to talk about what they're working on because it might change, or they just don't want people to know. Can you say anything about this new one? You said it's very different.
Sure. Yeah, I would say that it's a mystery wrapped up in a romance, but it's a kind of a twist on a typical romance, and it's called The Girl in the Picture. And I wish I could say more, but I'm currently writing the first draft, so I don't know yet what is secret information and spoilers and what isn't. But I'm excited for that one. It should be out in 2016.
This is all subject to change. When you say picture, is that like a painting?
No, it's a photograph. And actually, this I can maybe say. It's a photograph found on a dead body.
Oh, great. All right. That sounds like a mystery. All right.
Yes, very much so.
Well, I see the time has passed us right by. I can't believe I just started talking to you, and we've almost run out of time. But it's really been a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. It was so nice to be here. And thank you so much for researching so much and knowing so much about me and the story. That always means a lot.
Well, it's been our pleasure. My guest has been Alexandra Monier. Her book is Suspicion. For the Book Nook, I'm Vic McKeonis.